hiding themselves because their deeds are evil. They know the wrath of God is coming. They will know when they see the signs. So that's one of the reasons I can't believe we're in the end times, because I don't see the end times as this big secret. Oh, you know, the end times are here. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's a secret, man. Nobody knows yet, but I figured it out. I read in the code in the Bible, in the back there was like a part where it said, you know, Bush was actually the first horse rider. You know, they gave him the crown when they, in Florida, the election. Like, he totally got made the president by, they gave him the crown instead of him earning it. You know, and then he went out to conquer. Now, Obama, he's the red rider, and he, you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can, honestly, to some people, that probably sounded kind of plausible. It sounds kind of plausible to me, right? Because you can start reading into anything. But this is directed at a very specific set of events, the end events. And then in history, there have been many events like this. That's why, you know, you read Mark 13, Jesus takes us through all the same kind of stuff, even referencing the fig tree. When her branches get tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you see these things come to pass, know that the end is nigh, even at the doors. Hey, and what's that mean? Well, when you see the things described here happening, you'll know, hey, we're in the end times. Well, I don't see those things happening. I don't see stars coming from the sky. The sun is not... sun isn't becoming black like described in Revelation. In precisely the manner. I mean, not just like an eclipse or something. We're talking about a major disturbance. The great day of God's wrath is coming. And it's coming pretty much as laid out here. He's sending forth his conqueror. There's going to be war, pestilence, and famine. And then the saints are going to be avenged. And God is going to return. This is the formula for how he's going to do it. The basic plot is out. Just like in Mark, it's pretty much equal to Mark 13. It shows the same ideas. But don't let, you know, people say, well, more earthquakes or more natural disasters, that means we must be heading into the end times. No. There's no acceleration and all that nonsense. It's basically, it'll just start happening. And it's going to be a sudden shift. It's not going to be this gradual buildup. And honestly, there is no gradual buildup. I've seen where they've taken out, you know, people say, are natural disasters really increasing? No, they're not. They haven't been. There's like little anomalies where one year maybe is a little more filled with natural disasters than others. It's people's perceptions that are going up. People have a heightened sense because they're becoming more watchful, because that's the way people are. But then it's not yet, which is good because we need time to prepare. And with this study, I hope we will be prepared.